We're doing the laws of Shabbos. So we had learned that you can't cook on a fire on Shabbos. Can't bake, can't cook. We know that. Now what would be if you're not going to cook on a fire? What you're going to do is, you have a pot, you leave it on the fire from before Shabbos, all the water is boiled, good. You take that pot off the fire, now you want to put in a raw egg. Obviously the raw egg will cook. But I didn't cook on a fire, it's off the fire. Oh, you're still cooking. So here we have the concept of toladat ta'ur. Something that was heated by fire is also biblically prohibited to cook with. So let's say I would take a frying pan and I put the frying pan on the fire and the frying pan becomes red hot. And then I take it off the fire and I crack an egg on it. I leave the egg on the frying pan. It's going to quickly sizzle. And now I have a fresh egg on Shabbos. I didn't cook that on the fire. It's still a biblical prohibition. That's called toladat ta'ur. Something that was heated by the fire is also biblically prohibited. We'll get there. We'll get there. That's the next thing. Very nice. Okay. Next question. In a second, we'll get there. So this applies to water or a pot or anything else that was heated by the fire. So biblically, they're both prohibited. So now the question you're all wondering is, I'm out in the desert. It's boiling hot. The sand, I'm in Nevada. I visited the south a few weeks ago, just before war broke out. And it was so hot, you could really fry an egg. What? Oh, so that we'll see in a second. So, if I wanted to take an egg and put it in the sun and leave it there, and then in the heat of the sun, it'll become hard-boiled, that's okay. I'm allowed to do that. I take the egg, I leave it out in the sun, it'll become hard-boiled. Fine, that's permissible. That's permissible. Biblically and rabbinically, it's permissible on Shabbos. So, let's say I have cold water. I want to give my child a bath. I put it out in the sun. Or, we'll take another example. Sometimes in the winter, there are too many things to put on the plata. You don't have enough room on the hot plate. You want your challah to defrost on Shabbos. So you put it by the window, and the sun comes beating down. So ordinarily, it'll never reach the heat of Yad Soledes Bo, so it doesn't matter. But even if you could get it real hot in the sun, so long as it's the sun's rays that are heating it, that's permissible. Even if you'll boil an egg that way, permissible. Now, what happens if you want to take a frying pan, you have a concrete floor or a black asphalt floor, and you want to put down your frying pan there and fry an egg. So there I am frying the egg with something else that was heated by the sun. So our sages said, if we're going to permit that, people won't discern between a frying pan that was heated on a fire and a frying pan that was heated in the sun. People won't discern between a brick that was heated in the fire or a brick that was heated in the sun. Once I allow that game, people will end up transgressing biblical prohibitions. So our sages forbade using toladat chama. Biblically, if I were to take a frying pan, put it on the asphalt, or put a black frying pan in the sun, it turns sizzling hot, and then I crack an egg on it. Biblically, that's permitted. It is rabbinically permitted. That's what's called toladat chama. Something heated by the sun is prohibited. Atu toladat ta'ur, because you might come to use something that was heated by fire. Where do we have an application of that every day? Our Dud Shemesh here in Israel. We have a lot of water that was heated by the sun. Most apartments have on their roof what we call in Hebrew koltim. They have a system where you have a metal frame covered with glass, and inside you have black pipes that run up and down, and the sun comes beating down on the black pipes, and the water runs through that, and you heat up your water with the pipe, which was heated by the sun. So it's not the sun heating the water, it's the sun heating a black pipe, and the black pipe heating the water. So that's toladat hachama. The water is being heated by something that was heated by the sun. So that's rabbinically prohibited. That's why we don't use hot water from a Dud Shemesh on Shabbos. And there we can see the rabbinic decree even more clearly. Because every Dud Shemesh has a switch. For those times when the sun is not shining, you've had 3 days of rain. There's no sun. You switch on that switch, and then inside the boiler, the electric heat element turns on and boils your water for you. When you turn on the hot water faucet, you don't know whether the hot water coming out it was heated by the pipes that were heated by the sun or was heated by the heat element. So there you certainly understand the rabbi's decree. They say, if I permit you to use the hot water heated by the sun, what's going to happen? Comes one Shabbos morning, you're going to want to wash your dishes, you'll turn on the hot water and you won't remember that in fact the water in the boiler was heated by the heat element, and there's a biblical prohibition because the cold water is running into the hot water and you're boiling fresh water. So that's why we can see that application, and that's why here in Israel we do not use water that was heated by the sun, by a Dud Shemesh, on Shabbos day. Benny, yeah. Right.
They're not using it for second heating element.
Right.
And it still says it's forbidden.
Right, because the sand was heated by the sun. If I would leave it in the air and the rays of the sun are boiling it, that's fine. If I'm putting it in the sand, which was heated by the sun, that's prohibited.
You know, possibly you didn't put the sand there to be heated, the sand was
thick. Right, it doesn't matter. Same would be on a rooftop. The Mishnah gives the example of a rooftop. The rooftop was heated by the sun. You cannot bake something on that rooftop. And again, we reach those heats. We used to live just behind the Machon, here on Herzl. We were on the top floor, and our piping ran on the roof. When they put asphalt on the roof, they put black asphalt on the pipes. In the summer, we would very often have that our cold water was so hot we couldn't take a shower. The cold water, which was running on the pipe on the roof, was so hot, it was boiling hot, we couldn't take a shower with the cold water. That's how hot the pipes can become from the sun. Yes?
Two questions. First of all, if you said like you could put a challah in the windowsill,
right?
That's assuming that the glass is not down, the glass is up. Or
no, we don't really see a real effect that the glass is working as a magnifying glass.
But wouldn't that be the same as
it's the rays of the sun. They're running through the glass, but it's really the rays of the sun. You're not really magnifying it through the glass. There isn't such a noticeable effect by the glass. You can't tell me that you feel a difference between the rays of the sun hitting you with the glass down, or you pick up the glass.
And what's the difference between baking, you know, cooking an egg directly in the sun versus on a skillet versus, you know, having a challah behind the glass, or creating like a mirror system?
Oh, so that's another question. You're saying if I create a mirror system and I focus the sun's rays on my egg,
right,
would that be prohibited? Because I'm really using the sun's rays. Or if I use a magnifying glass. So magnifying glass might be a different discussion, but focusing the sun's rays is really a machlokas. That's not so clear. It's not so clear that focusing the sun's rays would be prohibited. You're right. Meaning they have these dishes where you could put in slices of fruit and they get baked. The dish focuses the sun's rays. It's a bunch of mirrors and it has a plastic on top. You put in the food and it bakes in there. It's not clear whether that would be prohibited or not. It's up for discussion. There's still a machlokas out on that.
It just seems to me that like if the problem is that